The latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection shows that the Border Patrol's Tucson sector still leads the nation in migrant encounters. So far, in fiscal year 2024, which started in October, more than 342,000 migrants were arrested in that part of Arizona. And while numbers dropped from the month before, March's official CBP number shows that the Tucson sector led the country again with about 42,000 migrant arrests made by Border Patrol during that month. And joining us is Brandon Judd, the president of the Border Patrol Council. That's the union for the nation's Border Patrol agents. Brandon, as always, thanks for joining us. Why is Arizona still number one? I should say, why are we still number one? Because you live in Arizona.
Well, largely because there's nothing being done by the state. When you look at Texas and you look at the huge drop in the numbers there, it's strictly based upon what Governor Abbott has been doing. When you get a lot of media attention, when you pass laws, and even though it's they're caught up in the courts right now, but when you pass laws that are going to do an awful lot to control illegal immigration, the cartels are going to react. But because nothing is like that is happening in New Mexico, Arizona, and California, that's where the numbers continue to go up. And so, you know, it's got to be a holistic approach. When you don't have the support of the federal government, states can step up. When states step up, cartels will take notice. But unfortunately for us, Governor Hobbs just hasn't done anything. She's been completely and totally absent on this issue.
Brandon, the Mexican government says it's intercepting about 8,000 migrants a day. Are you encouraged by that?
I'm not, because if you look at the numbers, what really frustrates me is when you hear the media say, well, look at the drops. The drops are happening. Well, that's true from Biden's extraordinarily high numbers. But when you go back and you compare them to Obama's numbers, when you compare them to Trump's numbers, we're still four times higher than where we should be. So instead of the media actually portraying this properly and saying, hey, we still have a crisis at the border, they say, oh, it's dropped by 40% over December of last year. So yeah, it has dropped from December, but December was, just completely and totally blew every single record out of the water. So we're still way too high. Go back and look at what Jay Johnson say, Secretary Jay Johnson. He said that when we apprehend 1,000 people, we're at a crisis level. We are apprehending 4,000 people. Just in the Tucson sector alone yesterday, we apprehended 1,200 people. That's just in one sector, and we've got seven sectors across the entire southwest border. So yeah, we're still way too high. The cartels are still making money that we've just never seen before, and there's no turnover in the cartels because everybody is fat and happy. We want to see that. We want to see where there's turnover, and when you don't have turnover, that shows you that everybody is happy with what is currently happening.
We're talking with Brandon Judd. He's president of the Border Patrol Agents Union, the Border Patrol Council. The Biden administration says it's going to get tougher with enforcement on railways, buses, and in airports. Does that help, or would you rather see them concentrating on the physical border itself?
No, when you look at what has to be done, you have to start at the border. Doing interior enforcement, that's a drop in the bucket, especially when all you're doing is replacing those people. So let's just say that ICE is able to remove 100 people tomorrow from the interior. If we have 4,000 people that are entering, all we're doing is replacing those people. In fact, not just replacing them, but adding on top of it. So it all has to start at the border. When you control the border first, then you can start doing interior enforcement. But if you put the cart before the horse, all you're doing is replacing those people that are being removed.
Would you like to see the Congress, the U.S. Congress in Washington, revisit the plan that Kyrsten Sinema helped to craft that would provide a lot more money for Border Patrol?
I would. And I'm not looking at money, because that's not the issue here. What we're looking at is policy. There was a lot of good things in that bill that would have given us policies. We would have been able to hold single adults. They wouldn't have been released, and that's 60% of the people that we deal with. We would have removed the courts from this entire system, which would allow us to deport people a lot quicker. So I'm not looking at money. When you put money to an issue without giving it policy, you're just wasting taxpayer dollars. We have to have policy. And there was a lot of good policy in there. It wasn't perfect. but it was a lot better than what we currently have. And because it was bipartisan, there'd be a much better chance of getting it passed. Look, I love H.R. 2. H.R. 2 is the solution. But because that's not bipartisan, there's just no pathway for that to be passed.
All right. Once again, Brandon Judd is president of the Border Patrol Council of the Union.